The exorbitant salary increases and fat bonuses which the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, RTIA, executive team have awarded themselves is unacceptable, and the DA will request that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Transport invite them for a full explanation. These salary increases doubled to tripled in 2020, and over the last 5 years, the executive team's annual salary swelled from an average 1.3 million rand to 7.5 million rand. This is completely unjustified in light of RTIA's complete failure to deliver on its mandate to improve road safety, also discourage contravention of road traffic laws and to support the adjudication of road infringements. Fact is that the RTIA is an absolute failure, and it seems to have been created for the sole purpose of rewarding loyal cadres and just another avenue to suck state coffers dry. The DA will continue to advocate for the merger of RTIA and the RTMC. I also expect answers from the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, on whether he knew about the outrageous salaries and whether he approved it. Clearly, systems are not in place to stop this daylight robbery. The Minister and his department must take responsibility for yet another failure of oversight.